Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday school time. In the adult class, the title is Waiting on the Lord. And looking at Psalm 27, and I don't want to spend a lot of time looking at the passage, but what strikes me is how the psalmist kind of creates a picture of what waiting on the Lord looks like, and the imagery as he writes the Hebrew poetry, pictures he creates about what waiting on the Lord looks like. And what our family's been through in the last couple of weeks with our nephew Jesse dying of a brain tumor has created a lot of questions in our minds, and I think even I've thought about this waiting thing. When I looked at the lesson this morning, I was thinking about, what does it mean to wait? Wait on the Lord when you're facing something like we've been facing and the loss of Jesse. And one of the things my father-in-law has been praying, and he's a man of prayer, he's been praying that the Lord would receive a lot of glory from Jesse's death. And Jesse had he's 10 years old, 11 years old when he died, 7 when he first was diagnosed, and he was a valiant little man of faith. He was, when I said this at the funeral, it felt like he was bigger on the inside than he was on the outside. He's a small guy, but he had a big faith. And it was after the third time that the tumor had come back that Jesse asked his parents and the pastor to be baptized. And one of his comments during the process was, we need to trust the Lord. And he also loved to hand out tracts in the city of Cheyenne. About once a month they would go into this downtown area, and Jesse loved to pass out tracts. And as we waited as a family, grieving and waiting, thinking about him not being around, I just want to tell a few stories about what God has been doing as we've been waiting. And as we were leaving, it was 2.5 weeks ago now, we were driving, we left on a Wednesday, we were driving through the city heading for Wyoming. Jeremy told me this later, as we were going through the city and seeing all these people on the street, Jeremy was saying, like, to himself, why was Jesse taken? And here's all these people. And why was he taken? Why was he the one that was taken? And it was like, I believe it was the Holy Spirit kind of said to him, I'm taking Jesse now because I want more time for other people. Jesse's faithful. He's a believer. And Jeremy told me that later. And here's some things that have been happening from the time that Jesse's been diagnosed up to his death and even after. Initially, when it was first diagnosed, when Jesse was 7, the family put together a prayer card telling a little bit of the story, and they put this card, friends and church family, handed this card out to businesses for people to pick up to pray for Jesse. And there was this one man in Colorado who picked up a card, and he worked a midnight shift, and he was a believer. And he had the idea of gathering a group of people, fellow employees, while he was working, to spend some time praying during the night while they were working. And out of this prayer time, the little while later, a Bible study formed. And out of that Bible study, there was a man that made a decision to follow God. And we found that out at the funeral. We heard that story. Another story, my brother-in-law, Dave, has a hospice nurse that lives in the neighborhood that has helped their family a lot, came in as Jesse was dying, and spent a lot of time in their home. This lady is a believer, her husband isn't, and he's been, he's what's been, you would describe as a dry drunk, been an alcoholic, and the only reason he isn't now is because he hasn't given himself access, and but still has the same desire. And this is her husband. And we just found out yesterday that this family came over to Dave's on Friday for a Bible study. And this is a man who knows his wife has witnessed to him. And he had made a determined decision not to follow God, and he's coming over to my brother-in-law's place for a Bible study. So pray for Todd. And I think as we thought, so I'm thinking about waiting on the Lord, waiting, trusting, and believing that God is up to something, that he's going to continue to act regardless of what we're experiencing in our lives. God calls us to live in faithfulness and waiting on the Lord in order for him to strengthen us. The last verse in the lesson today, Psalm 27. And we're going to wait on the Lord in order to see how he's going to act and continue to act. And it's a challenge for us this morning. Let's just pray. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and the call to wait from the psalmist for us as your people, even when life is happening. And Lord, the questions we have as people when life is happening to us. And thank you for this reminder to wait on you, to seek your face, and to find you. Just commit this morning to you, Lord. Ask for your presence in the Sunday school time. Lord, draw us to you in a way that makes sense where we are. In Jesus' name, amen.